Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look at this first tabernacle. It was a figure. The word figure, we get the word parable from it in the Greek language. And as I wrote it out, how to pronounce it, and I still can't pronounce it. You know, with all the phonetics, I can't even say phonetics, but all the proper, because I can't hardly speak English, and you know that. So, but it means parable. And this figure, it means placing of one thing by the side of another. Literally, we learn this in seminary, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So when it talks about which was a figure, it's talking about that this tabernacle was a type of the real thing up in heaven. It was a figure. For the time that then was present, in which they offer both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. It's interesting. It could not make him the service perfect. Even the priest, the sacrifices that were offered and the blood applied to the mercy seat could never change the heart of the people. Let that sink in. All that they were doing, it never could change the heart. When it mentions about the conscience, okay, it couldn't change the heart or the soul of people. Outwardly and morally, they felt cleansed. But inwardly, they still needed a cleansing. And that happened at the cross of Calvary. Remember, we talked about that. Where a couple thousand years or whatever it was from Moses to the time of Jesus' death. That blood that was applied, whether it was at the mercy seat or every day on that brazen altar, it didn't cover the sins of it didn't forgive the sins of the people. It rolled them over year after year after year. And I think I gave this illustration last week about this. I pictured like a big old snowball. You know, it starts really small, and then it just keeps rolling, and it grows and grows and grows. And then you understand the picture. When Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, all the sins of the world that had ever been committed from Adam all the way to his crucifixion, it had accumulated. And again, for lack of a better term, a big old snowball. And it was laid upon him. All the sins of mankind was laid upon Jesus Christ. What about these offerings? Well, it could never forgive sins. God, remember we looked at it last week. God winked at that. Remember the word wink? We think of winking with your left eye or right eye. That's not what the word wink means. It means he overlooked it till the next year. He winked at it till the next year because these sacrifices was made. So the sacrifices offered in blood, in the blood that was applied, it could not change the heart and the soul of the people. If the cleansing is incomplete for the priest, and we just read that, if it didn't accomplish the work of the priest and the cleansing, how much more for the person the priest worked on behalf of? So even more for the people. It could not apply to them because it didn't apply to the priest who was making the sacrifices and applying the blood. And that's what this verse number 9 is mentioning about, that it did not make him the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, the soul. Verse number 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances, all this that they had done, the sacrifices, the gifts, the love offerings, the meal offerings, all these things that they had done, imposed on them until the time of Reformation. The weakness of the priestly service under the old covenant was its inability, the need for inner transformation of the inner man. In the time of the Reformation only, it refers to what? Who said Jesus? That's when it became, that's what he's talking about. That until the time of the Reformation, it became, the word Reformation, this is the only time it's used in the New Testament. This Interesting word. It means making it straight. When we think of Reformation, we think of that Reformation of who's the guy? Martin Luther nailed those 95 whatever theses to the wall. We think of that Reformation. The Reformation here in Greek language literally means making it straight. Jesus Christ is the one who made it straight. John the Baptist talked about that too when he presented the ministry of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting now, verse number 11. When we get here, verse number 11, I love these next two words. I wrote a note here. But Christ. You know those two words changes everything? It changes everything. Went from the old covenant to the new covenant. But Christ. I wrote five things of difference because it's making that change now from the old covenant to the new covenant. Paul's getting that in their minds. Five differences between the old tabernacle and the new tabernacle. The old covenant, the old tabernacle, was on earth. The new one's in heaven. The first one was made by men, the old covenant. The new tabernacle, new covenant, is made by God. Remember with the rib, not made by the hands of man. The old covenant or the tabernacle, he uses these words interchangeably in the book of Hebrews. So when he talks about the covenant, he's talking about that tabernacle. Okay. It was a type of shadow of things to come. It pointed to Christ. We talked about that. Remember, everything in that tabernacle spoke of Christ. The light, the table of showbread, the laver. The washing of the word, the Ark of the Covenant, everything. You know, we already had that study. It was a type pointing to Christ, the old covenant. The new covenant, it was the anti-type. In other words, it's the real thing. The third difference, the old covenant, it was inaccessible to the people. The people could not go in. They were prohibited to go in. But under the new covenant, it's accessible to all. We're all able to be able to enter to that throne of grace. The old covenant, the tabernacle, it was temporary. The new covenant is eternal because Jesus is. And number five, we just talked about this. In the old covenant or the tabernacle, it was unable to change the hearts of the people. But the new covenant is able to change the hearts of the people. What a vast difference between the old. I shared this with somebody just this past week, and I don't want to lose the thought of this, but about changing the hearts of people. I believe that verse. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, just a point, and I'm going to move on, because somebody asked me going out the door last Sunday morning about, I touched on the subject about homosexuals and these other awful things, transsexuals. I believe that they can be saved. There's a lot of people argue with me about, I mean, don't argue with me. They don't argue with me no more. I'm hard-headed, I guess. I just know what the Bible says, as were some of you. Okay, but now you're washed and you're cleansed, okay? And somebody, they're in here this morning. I won't point them out, but they're this. And they said, you said that a homosexual would be saved. Will they stay that way? And I said, absolutely not. You cannot be a homosexual and confess that you're a believer in Christ and still live that same lifestyle. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Now, I did tell that person they were leaving, one of two things going to happen. Number one, either they were never saved to begin with. A lot of people make a profession of faith, but they don't possess Christ. The other thing, if they stay that way, God will thump them in their head. You know what I mean? He'll kill them. Because that lifestyle is an abomination. That's a whole another picture that I don't want to get into. But still, the new covenant will change the hearts of people.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.